Cyprus. I'm very pleased to introduce my next speaker, our next speaker, Viktor Abramovich Duhovny, Director of Scientific Information Center for the Interstate Coordination Water Commission of Central Asia in Uzbekistan. Dr. Duhovny's field of activity is water, water management at basin and transboundary river levels. He also works on technical leadership and general management of irrigation system and land development, elaboration of principal provisions on basin water management, research coordination, scenario development and assessment. He recently has published a book titled 500-page volume, Water in Central Asia, Past, Present and Future, published by Balkana Editions. A researcher by training, Dr. Duhovny shows tremendous experience in the developing world, especially in Central Asia. Viktor, please. Let's.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank McGill University and personally Professor Chandra Madramotar for inviting us for such the essential event and ability to demonstrate to you the principal subject of our work in the field of food, water security in Central Asia. We are looking on food security follow to FAO definition as consisted from three principal aspects: physical access to food, and the social and financial. Physical access to food in Central Asia characterized now compared with the local norm that most part of our state, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, they have the full capability to satisfy the consumption need on the bread and bakery, in the vegetables and melon and fruits and beer, but very limited the in meat and potato and some other crops. But what should be in future? If you will compare the rate of growth of agrarian production with the annual growth of population, we can look that all countries beside Kyrgyzstan have the good expectation in the decision of this question, but only Kyrgyzstan has limited capability in this. Social guarantee of food security depends from the state policy of food supply and the very concerns with the poverty. We can look, for example, that in Kazakhstan, proportion of undernourished population is close to zero. In all countries, reduce, but remain enough on the level of 16% in Tajikistan, in 11% in Kyrgyzstan, and 10% in Uzbekistan. But dynamic of main crop production per capita for the last 10 years go up, and it's to give us hope that we can to decide our the food problem in the future enough successfully. But the social aspect remain in the big inequity, especially in Kyrgyzstan, where, as you can look, almost 40% of the peoples have not achieved the regional rate of calorie per capita on 2,500 calorie. The same situation in Uzbekistan, but what is very specific for Uzbekistan is that in the Tashkent, as in city of the situation is much better, yes, But in the very in rural area, much worse, and especially in the different in high populated, dense populated area in Fergana Valley, it's most the difficult situation. But dynamic of consumer price, nominal and real wage and salary, the indicated that part of year the population has the difficulty, and to the end of year the situation always changed by the better. Economic access to food must be stressed that the worker and family who connected with the economic activity in all sector besides the agricultural, yes, has enough capability to cover the expenses for food. But in agricultural, it's almost in twice less than average level on national level. Principal challenge in the our region, it is the, besides the common for world climate change, we have specific, it is the demographic pressure, weakness of economic base compared with the past 20 years, poor water management, ongoing restructuring of economic, especially agrarian farming, on the way from the unperfected socialism to the market economic, and instability of market and price, and new one, it is the development of hydro-egoism, especially taking account that the 60% of population living in the area which connected with the irrigation. But what we want to meet this our challenge, it is that first we must to guarantee the growth of physical food production, which we wanted to aspirate it on two dimensions. One, it is the increased capacity building and human resource development on the agrarian sector and water sector. And second one, it is the use merging water, especially collector drainage and the waste water from the urban area. The very important and maybe most important part, it is the establishment of extension service for rational water and land use in agricultural production through cooperation among the water users association, it is new form, and FARM, research and innovation organization, in order to demonstrate and disseminate best practice aimed to achievement of potential productivity of land. We are looking on two directions of this work. One, it is the improvement of water distribution system by improvement of irrigation system, optimal water resource management, system of tariff for water, and from another side, need to increase demand management by the support farmer by financial program, legal and professional training. The very interested the direction which discovers the big potential, it is a different implementation of tolerant soil and the drought tolerant crop. Especially we got the excellent result for the some variety of cotton when we under irrigation of normal 2,000 cubic meter per hectare, we, in condition of moderate salinity, we get yield of 3.8 ton per hectare. And second direction, it is increase financial capacity of food security, which at first concentrated on the political and economic measure of government, especially to complete restructuring of agrarian enterprise and create condition for the credit capacity of farmer and promote transformation, very important, present water user association to new cooperative form of collaboration between farmers, which will cover not only water management, but also market and another common activity. Our activity in the implementation and building bridge between the science and practice, we constructed by the collaboration between researcher, information, the center, disseminator, and user. In this work based on four pillars. It is a base of knowledge, database, training of user, and adapted best practice. For Central Asia, we recommended on the base of our Center of Excellence, create 11 different zonal and national knowledge generation center, which will cover approximately each from them approximately 1 million hectares of specific land. In this direction, we now cover by the implementation of integrated water resource management almost 500,000 hectares, from which most part in Uzbekistan, but also part in Tajikistan and in Kyrgyzstan. But one new challenge which we got for the last year of 10 years of independence, transformation of former river of country, the on transboundary river, created the growth of proper what we call hydroegoism of water watershed, especially in interest of power production, but which supported by proper interest of mega forces, because on the market of Central Asia we have such powerful player as United States, European Union, China, and Russia, and each from them tried to keep their own position in this. And sometimes we cannot meet this by the activity of our commission, we got proper the appearance of water as an apple of discord. What is important also is that ignoring need water for nature. From this point, I'm sure that we need to focus on the key issue that disturbing future. It is first strengthening of international water law for guarantee of food security, because now position of international water law is such as is possible say the mother-in-law. You can listen, but what you will do, it is your matter. Second, it is risk management, and what is very important, preparation of future generation to future challenge, because frankly, the level of this preparation become much weaker than before. I thank you for your attention, and I sure that the input of international community, especially I must underline that McGill University was one from the first who assist to us to create the training activity in all Central Asia. With assistance of McGill and personally Professor Chandra Madramota, we created the training center which existed up to now, but in the time of activity McGill University, we had each year 600 person training of top level people. Now we concentrated our attention on the low level, on the VUA association, on the farmer, and we train now the almost 9,000 person per year. But fundament of this and base was laid by the McGill University, and from my heart and from all my colleagues, the big thank to your professional. Thank you very much.